Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Bring four, Mahomes getting it out, Kelce couldn't hang on, and Alshire has the interception!
You're tuned in to You Better You Bet with Nick Costos and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Mike Tirico, Chris Collinsworth, who put on a masterclass last night on the call of the game. What we are witnessing in real time with the possible dissolution of the Chiefs dynasty, they were magnificent. Travis Kelce can't hold on to the ball, intercepted, doesn't talk to the media after the game. But that's okay. Tune in to New Heights this week as Travis and Jason Kelce talk to Sydney Sweeney about her ill-fated American Eagle ad. Wow, gonna be riveting, everybody. Who needs to catch the ball? No problem. That's okay. Spotify said they have a great... No worries, everybody. Football, unimportant. Everything else of significant importance. So yeah, as a sports bettor, I'm mad, man. That's mostly because I'm gonna lose some money here on the Kansas. And bet responsibly, please. So if the Chiefs don't make the playoffs, I'm still okay. Please bet responsibly. The other emotion that I'm feeling, as I talked about, you know, as a sports bettor, I'm angry. As a sports fan, a lifelong sports fan, a diehard sports fan, which I'm guessing many of you in the audience are, I'm kind of in awe watching this. And let's not minimize the situation, and let's not mince words. What we are watching unfold in real time does feel like the potential end of a dynasty. The end of an era. The period at the end of a long sentence. It does feel that way. Now, I was really personally wrapped up in this result, but I do think that it has some parallels, potentially, and we'll see what happens moving forward, right? It feels a little bit like the Yankees losing to the Diamondbacks in 2001, which, for me, just as a Yankee fan, is still my worst ever losses, like, losing to the Red Sox in 04, down 3-0, or up 3-0 and blowing that and losing 4-3. That sucked. The worst one was losing to the Diamondbacks after 9-11 in the 2001 World Series. It kind of feels a little bit like that. Like the end of an era. Like the New England Patriots and Tom Brady throwing that pick six to Logan Ryan in the Patriots-Titans wild card game in 2019. Or like when my buddy Rip Hamilton, is he a felon or not yet? Chauncey, like mafia-related poker player Chauncey Billups and the Detroit Pistons beat the Lakers in 2004 to basically end the Kobe-Shaq era, for all intents and purposes. Shaq would go on to Miami, obviously, to play for the Heat. And how huge that is. How, you know, we've spent years now, literally the entire time that this show's been on the air. You Better You Bet launches in 19. That's the first year the Chiefs win with Mahomes, beat the Niners in that Super Bowl. The whole time that this show's been on the air, the Kansas City Chiefs have ruled the roost. They've dominated. They've been tremendous. And now, 6-7. And a big favorite to miss the postseason. And you're seeing Kelce screw it up. You're seeing Reed screw it up. And I don't want to absolve Patrick Mahomes, who I think has had a couple bad games this season. The Denver one stands out. I mean, last night, the Chiefs are down to their third left tackle, another backup tackle, a backup guard against the best defense in the league. Mahomes is under pressure. I'm not trying to make excuses for him. This has not been a classically great Patrick Mahomes season, but he's far from the problem, I think. I don't think he was the problem last night. Rashee Rice can't catch the ball. Got lit up by Jalen Petrie earlier in the game. You don't think that hit, like that nearly de-cleated him, impacted Rashee Rice's ability to catch the ball over the middle of the field the rest of the game? Just as an aside, remember Travis Kelce's free four shirt? What a disaster this season has been for the Kansas City Chiefs. Tyquan Thornton can't hold on to a touchdown. It's just, there's so many culprits to blame here. And it feels like it's ending for the Kansas City Chiefs. And last night on social media, oh baby, the pitchforks were out. The angry mob was circling. And they were after your boy, Nicky K. They want their pound of flesh. Nick, when will you admit that the Kansas City Chiefs suck? When will you admit it's over for the Kansas City Chiefs? And I thought long and hard about it. Brutal stretch of football. Another loss last night in a high-profile spot. And I thought to myself, what a wonderful world. And I thought to myself, maybe you're all right. And yet, the Los Angeles Chargers tonight are home underdogs against the Philadelphia Eagles. Betting market says the Chargers are more likely to lose than win. Next week, the Chiefs host the Chargers. These are facts. Nothing I'm saying is made up, right? Here are some more facts. Daniel Jones blew out his Achilles yesterday, and it sucks for him and it sucks for the Colts. We'll get to them in a little bit. How's that Sauce Gardner trade looking? And now, Jones might not be ready for next year. Anthony Richards is not going to be activated this week. And Riley Leonard's hurt. Feels bad for Indianapolis. Hey, at least they have their first round. They don't? Or next year? They don't have that one either? Okay. Daniel Jones is out for the season. Here's the Chargers' schedule rest of season. Tonight against the Eagles. At the Chiefs. At the Cowboys. Home Houston at Denver. Here's the Chiefs schedule. Home Chargers will certainly be favored. At Tennessee. I almost couldn't say that without laughing. Home Denver on Christmas night. Be favored in that game. The Packers are 2 or 2.5 point road favorites at Denver this weekend. The Chiefs are going to be favored against the Broncos in that game. And then at the Raiders in the final game of the season where, like, that could be AOC or Kenny Pickett starting for Vegas. Probably will be. Is everybody sure the Chiefs are going to miss the playoffs? Are you sure? if the Chargers lose tonight and the Chiefs beat them next week, Kansas City will be 7-7 and the Chargers will be 8-6. They'll be one game back. And think about the schedule after that. Chiefs at Tennessee, home Denver, at Raiders. Chargers at Cowboys, home Houston, at Denver. Who has an easier schedule? Does anyone think the Colts are making the playoffs? Really?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Are you sure the Chiefs are going to miss? I'm not going to come on the show today and tell you that the Chiefs are winning the AFC. Although I will say, the price is huge and I might bet it. Like literally during the next break. I might. I'm not going to do the Chiefs are the best team, because candidly, like, do I think they'll beat the Chargers? Yes. Also, like, I'm convinced that they will win every game, and they never win. They always lose, and I'm the idiot, and I know that. Until I see the dead body, until I see it, I'm not going to believe it. I am, like, doubting Thomas right now. I need to see it. This is getting biblical. It's getting weird. I need to see it before I believe it. You want me to say that the Chiefs are done? Not today. What? Cereal Pharrell said to Arya Stark in season one of Game of Thrones, what do we say to death? Not today. What does Nick Costo say to the angry mob that wants him to denounce the Kansas City Chiefs? Not today. Bitches, let's talk in a week and let's see where we're at. Hell, let's talk tomorrow and see where we're at. And if the Chargers can get it done tonight against the Philadelphia Eagles, you better you bet on this Monday. So there was a winner in the game last night with the Texans and the Chiefs. That winner was the Houston Texans. And do I think Kansas City absolutely aided Houston in winning the game? I do. Do I think that takes away from what the Texans have accomplished over the last 5 weeks on this five-game winning streak? I don't. I guess maybe a little bit, just in terms of last night. But the Texans are awesome. And Femi was on this first. Bet them to win the AFC South at a huge price prior to the Thursday night win against the Buffalo Bills. So Houston's got it going on right now. And if you're one of these box score monkeys who's just like, oh, well, see, like clapping like a seal. You show, oh, well, CJ Stroud, 15 to 31. Completed 50% of his passes. Did you watch the game? Like, should we throw you a Frankfurter? to occupy your attention? CJ Stroud went 15 to 31 passing last night. I would need to see the rest of the 15 for 31 passing games in the history of the league to know this for sure. It has to be the best game a quarterback's ever played in the NFL going 15 for 31. Big throw after big throw. And think about where we were with CJ Stroud at some points this season. When the offensive line couldn't block and Nick Caley, the offensive coordinator, looked like the second coming of Bobby Slowick, and no, that's not a good thing. When we were having the conversation, and it's not just us on this show, other smart people are having it. Are the Texans going to have a decision to make on CJ Stroud and his fifth-year option with how poorly this is going? And yeah, they won the division last year, and they did win a playoff game last year, but no one thought that, like, was anyone excited about the Texans following that? I wasn't. That's why I bet the Jaguars to win the AFC South. I can't believe I might get that bet home. Crazy. CJ Stroud has answered all the questions. Awesome second half last week against Indianapolis. Was tap dancing in the pocket like Fred Astaire in the first half, coming off the concussion, missing three games. And I thought he made big throw after big throw. He looked like young Patrick Mahomes last night in the game. Extending plays, running for first downs, and just back-breaking throws on third downs, including a couple to my guy, Jaden Higgins. And when you pair that with the stud receiver in Nico Collins, an offensive line that at least is playing below average to average football, which is a massive upgrade over worst offensive line we've ever seen, and you couple it with the best defense in football. Controlled violence at all three levels. This is not just the Will Anderson and Danielle Hunter show. I mean, Lassiter's unbelievable. What a game by Kamari Lassiter last night. Interception, punch the ball out of Tyquan Thornton's hands. Stingley's obviously a stud. Petrie's a stud. Bullock's a stud. Alshire's a stud. The monsters everywhere. Think about the AFC and the current playoff picture. Do I think the Chiefs can make the playoffs? I do. But right now, they're on the outside looking in. Do I think the Ravens can make the playoffs? I do. But they're on the outside looking in right now. So we might have an AFC postseason where there's one quote-unquote elite quarterback, one quote-unquote alien quarterback in the postseason, and it's Josh Allen and the Buffalo Bills, who the Houston Texans just handled and sacked eight times a couple weeks ago. You might have a postseason, and we're not there yet, but you might have a postseason where here's Bo Nix going up against the Texans defense in a playoff game. Here's Trevor Lawrence going up against the Texans defense in a plan. I know Lawrence played decently against Houston this year. Let's see what happens in a playoff game, right? Here's, oh my God, Aaron Rodgers. They'll have to peel him off the turf with the spatula if the Steelers play the Texans. Drake May? I love Drake May. You know I love Drake May. I love Drake May more than Patriots fans love Drake May. I bet the Patriots to make the playoffs and go over the win total. I love the Drake. We haven't seen him in a postseason game. There's a case to be made that the best bet on the board right now, out of teams that are in it, that the best bet on the board right now to win the AFC, I can't believe I'm saying this, and there's a longer, broader conversation to be had about that point that I can't believe I'm saying this when we talk about the Packers and Bears. We'll do that on the other side. It's the Houston Texans. The NFL season is long and full of many twists and many turns. Speaking of the Buffalo Bills and Josh Allen, the seas may be parting. We'll get to that and Green Bay's win over Chicago next to wrap up hour number one.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.